This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Crew members from SWEPCO are driving east to help restore power in the wake of Hurricane Irma. 17 linemen, engineers, and other personnel left from Fayetteville, Greenwood, and Rogers yesterday to assist in a mutual network designed to allow companies to work with each other after major disasters. Another SWEPCO team returned to Arkansas this weekend after a similar operation following Hurricane Harvey. The National Institutes of Health is awarding $1.7 million to a researcher at the University of Arkansas to help develop methods to predict age-related delays in skin wound healing. Kyle Quinn, an assistant professor of biomedical engineering at the U of A, will use a type of multiphoton microscopy in his research. The multiphoton enables 3D imaging of skin metabolism and organization without the use of dyes. Non-healing wounds can be a major concern for older adults, and the normal act of aging can contribute to problems with healing. 1 week is left in Arkansas before a deadline for entities to apply for licenses to cultivate and dispense medical marijuana. A spokesman for the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration says as of yesterday, 27 applications for dispensaries have been received. That's five fewer than the 32 official expected to be approved, with more applicants expected in the coming days. 11 applications for cultivation facilities have been received, with five to be approved. Arkansas's Medical Marijuana Commission is to make final decisions this fall on who is granted licenses. There are eight geographic regions in the state that will be considered so that the facilities may be evenly spaced throughout the state. Mercy's $247 million expansion plan will reach another milestone tomorrow when a new clinic in Pea Ridge is formally dedicated with a blessing and ribbon cutting. The 7,400-foot clinic will officially open to patients Thursday. The overall Mercy plan includes a total of seven clinics in the region. Mercy Clinic Primary Care, Pea Ridge, will house two providers, a physician and nurse practitioner, and feature 14 examination rooms at 200 Carr Street. The Arkansas Department of Health reports the state's year-long outbreak of mumps is officially over. As Arkansas Public Media's Renee Goddard reports, the department's success is due in no small part to the equal effort put in by the communities that suffered the outbreak.
Last year, state health officials began tracking new cases of mumps with increasing alarm. By this summer, they were up to almost 3,000. It was the second biggest outbreak in the United States in the last 30 years. But the health department worked closely with communities affected by the outbreak to keep it under control. Dr. Dirk Haslow is the state's epidemiologist.
This outbreak got big enough where it became very difficult to get ahead of it. So we started to identify groups of people where we were seeing more infections and then offer vaccination clinics ahead of time to try to, to smother out the transmission. And that helped. But what helped more so was engaging the local community.
According to Haslow, mumps vaccines today can ward off the most severe outcomes, but not all mild cases.
This vaccine, people need to sort of change the way they think about this vaccine. It's not going to prevent all mild peritonitis. But where it pays off is it prevents serious problems like infertility, meningitis, encephalitis.
The number of infections in the state has returned to the baseline, non-outbreak levels. A typical yearly case count is between 1 and 6. In Little Rock, I'm Renee Goddard, Arkansas Public Media.
And a new study suggests Arkansas is one of the unhappiest places in the country. A compilation of a variety of factors in the 2017 Happiness Index, developed by the website wallethub.com, places Arkansas as the 46th happiest state, or the 5th unhappiest of all 50. The study weighed emotional and physical well-being, work environment, and community elements to reach a total score for each of the 50 states. Arkansas placed last in the physical and emotional well-being category and third worst in the rate of adult depression. Oklahoma's overall rank was even worse, next to last. Missouri was positioned just 3 spots higher than Arkansas. The happiest state in the country? Minnesota.